Welcome to the Weight Loss and Women Professionals podcast. I'm your host, certified life and weight loss coach and physician, Dr. Amruti Chowdhury, MBBS. I lost over 92 pounds using the mind management tools I teach. In this podcast, you will learn how to lose weight for the last time by taking control of your mind. Once you deal with the mental weight, the physical weight will be much easier to release. If you're ready for a fresh new perspective on weight loss, you're in the right place. Hello, my beautiful friends. How are you today? I wanted to bring this podcast episode to you because there is so much going on in my neck of the woods. There is their mother-in-law course that I'm enrolling for at the moment. And if you did not get to come to the How to Get On With Your Mother-in-Law webinar, you can still catch the replay by going to the link in the show notes, which is www.amrutecoaching.com/MIL-webinar. And you can get the replay there. Now, enrollment for the mother-in-law course is closing this Friday on the 21st of December. So I am, this Thursday, I got the date wrong. The 21st of December is this Thursday. So in 2 days, if you are listening to this episode as it airs, the mother-in-law course will be ending. So I am doing free consults until then. So there are still a few last minute spots available. If you were thinking about having a lifetime of freedom from feeling triggered or annoyed or anxious or uncomfortable around your mother-in-law, you may not go in thinking, I want to get on with my mother-in-law today. You may not wake up thinking, today's the day that I get on with my mother-in-law, but it may show up in so many other areas of your life. You may notice that you are going to do other things to avoid the emotions, like overeating, overdrinking, spending too much, trying to people please. And you may notice that your life would be so much easier, calmer, more fulfilled if you were able to not be affected by what she says or does. And you may notice that this will impact your family, your children, and the wider community because you aren't bogged down by this affecting you so much. So you have 2 days to apply if you would like to join us in the mother-in-law course. Enrollment closes this Thursday on the 21st of December, and I would love to have you there. I am doing free consults, which are no obligation calls where we just get to see if you're a good fit for the program and if I'm a good fit for you as your coach. And it's also really fun to connect and speak to the amazing people who listen to me and who learn from me. So the other thing that is going on is that I am doing the How to Enjoy the Festive Season Without Overeating webinar tomorrow. So this webinar is happening at 12 p.m. GMT, which is 7 a.m. EST. And you can go to the link in the show notes to sign up, which is www.amruticoaching.com/webinar. It's going to be amazing. So many of you are struggling with overeating over this festive period. And this may be because so much of what you have done in the past is coming back. And your brain probably just thinks, this is just the way it is. This is just what we do. Over Christmas, we gain a whole load of weight and then we lose it in the new year. But I wanted to bring you a podcast episode today that's going to link into these two topics, the mother-in-law and relationships, as well as your relationship with food and your weight, because this topic impacts so many of you in both of these topics, okay? So what I wanted to talk to you about today is it's safe to say no. What do I mean by that? The thing that I mean by that is that so many of you are feeling anxious, annoyed, upset, resentful around your mother-in-law because you're saying yes to everything when you really mean to say no. So it's safe to say no just means it's okay to acknowledge that people pleasing is a natural tendency. The reason why we people please is because it is one of the stress responses, really. We people please because when we were children, we learned that when we pleased our parents and our caregivers, that's when we got love, attention, praise. And so that kept us alive and that kept us in the tribe. And so as adults, we think that we will be safe when we people please. But what we realize is when we are doing things for other people at the expense of ourselves, it never works. So something that used to work in childhood doesn't work anymore. And that's when you can use the saying that is the title of this podcast, it's safe to say no. Because when you are saying no, when you truly mean no, what you're doing is you are honoring your truth. You are honoring what you really mean to say. And then you're not people pleasing the other person. The other person will likely have thoughts and feelings about what you're saying. But if they are feeling any emotion, that's not on you. It's because they're having thoughts about what you're saying. You don't control how they're going to feel. And that's something that I'll be teaching you in the How to Get On With Your Mother-in-Law program. So remember, make sure you go to www.amruticoaching.com/mill if you would like to sign up. Enrollment closes on the 21st of December. Now, the reason why this is important is someone once told me a definition of people-pleasing that really stuck with me. Now, it's going to sound really harsh, so let me just prepare you. But they said, when you are people-pleasing someone, when you are doing something against your own will to please the other person, you are manipulating them. When I heard this, I was like, what are you saying? That's the last way that I would describe it. I would describe it as I'm being kind or I'm being helpful or something. But what they were saying, and they have a point in what they're saying, is that when you are trying to please them, you are being someone who is not authentic to your true self. If you truly want to say no, but you're saying yes, then that's a form of manipulating them because you want them to feel a certain way. You want to please them. Right? So when I heard that, it really just changed my people pleasing because I was like, oh no, I don't want to be unauthentic. I want to actually be okay with saying no when I mean no. And initially when I started this work, it was really hard because I felt guilt, I felt shame, I felt uncomfortable, and all of those emotions are completely normal. So you may feel some of these emotions as well come up for you when you decide to say no. And it's okay to say no when you truly mean no. Because then what you're doing is you are learning how to be true to yourself and please yourself because that's the only person you can really please. You're not able to please anyone else. You're not able to please your mother-in-law, no matter how hard you try. Okay? So with regards to your eating, it's safe to say no is completely related to that as well. You are going to be at lots of parties, lots of gatherings, there's going to be lots of food around, there's going to be lots of people around, and they are going to offer you a lot of food. There's going to be lots of food pushers pushing food on you. Oh, just have a little bit. Oh, go on, just have a little bit. Oh, come on, it's Christmas, have a little bit. And I wanted to say to you, it is safe to say no. If you are full, if you don't really want the food that they're offering you, if you would choose to have it a bit later, it's okay and it's safe to say no. So many of us feel that we just want to please the other person. We feel that we think it's rude to say no. They'll be offended if I say no. Oh, it's Christmas. Let me just have it today. And when we are doing that, when we are going against what we truly want to do, that's also another form of people pleasing. Now, when you are trying to please other people, the result you create for yourself is you are never pleased. And it can breed into resentment and frustration when you are not pleasing yourself and you're doing things for others all the time. So this is why it's really important and really needed to be able to say no. It is safe to say no, my friend. When you mean no, it's safe to say no. And if the other person has thoughts or feelings about it, that's okay. Because remember, they've got a primitive brain too. If this is new for you and you're used to saying yes to everything, if you then say no, then of course they're gonna think that this is a bit weird or this is unlike you, or they may have thoughts or feelings. That's okay. That's on them, and they get to have their response. But also, you get to say no. If there's some food that you don't actually particularly like, but someone is offering it to you, you don't have to eat it. You can just say, it's okay, thank you so much, I'm completely fine, but I don't really want to eat that right now. Or you can say, I'll eat that a little bit later. Or you can say, you know what, I'm not really hungry right now. I already ate quite a lot before, so I'll eat it a bit later when I'm hungry. And they may come back again and again and again and again with, oh, come on, it's Christmas. Are you going to keep being on this diet? Why are you being the party pooper? What is wrong with you? Please eat. And no matter what they say, it's okay and it's safe to say no. If you mean no, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with what they're saying. It's safe to say no. So this festive season, that's one of the things that I'm going to be teaching you on the webinar tomorrow. How to say no in a very clear, calm way, and in a way that you feel very empowered saying no. Okay. I'm also on the webinar going to be teaching you how to make a very doable plan for yourself so that you are able to stick to it even over this festive period. I'm going to be helping you anticipate what obstacles may come up for you and how to solve them for you ahead of time, so that when you are in the moment, you have already gone to these places in your brain and come up with these solutions to these obstacles. So when they're happening in real time, your brain already knows what to do because it's already gone there in your self-coaching whilst you're on the webinar. Okay. So we are also going to be learning how to look at how do your feelings, how do your actions impact the results you create over this festive season. It may have been in the past that you have always gained weight over Christmas and over the festive period. This doesn't need to be the case anymore. You want to signal to your brain that you are starting right now. You don't need to start in January. If there's one thing that you can do, it's to break that trend of, oh, it's okay, I'll just wait till January. It doesn't mean that you have to fully be like, you know, on plan and doing everything. But if you just say to yourself, I'm going to be aware of when I'm hungry and stop at enough. I'm going to be aware of when I'm eating to please others. I'm going to be aware of when I'm eating too much. I'm going to be aware of, these urges that I'm feeling to eat that I don't actually want to eat. When you can start just being aware, that will change everything for you, because you don't need to be fully on plan and fully on board and feeling all your urges and eating to enough every single meal to lose weight. You will learn in the group coaching program that just learning the 6-step process and even implementing just one of the 6 steps will get you losing weight and losing weight for good. And then when you've mastered one of the 6 steps, then you can add in the next and the next and the next. And by the end of the 6 months of the group coaching program, you will be an expert at following the 6-step process for the rest of your life in a way that feels really amazing, luxurious, flexible, sustainable for you, using the foods that you want to eat, that fits in with your family, and that make you feel amazing and nourished. So this is possible for you. Come to the webinar tomorrow, which is called How to Enjoy the Festive Season Without Overeating, and I will see you there. And that will open up enrollment to the February group coaching program. Everyone who comes live will get a lovely juicy bonus. So make sure you come live. I can't wait to see you there. All right, my friends, see you. Bye. For more free resources and for information on how to work with me, visit www.amruticoaching.com.